Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
A man has stolen a golden toilet. That's the most expensive poop you'll ever have in your life, isn't it? Stealing a golden... Imagine pooing in a golden toilet. You'd almost feel guilty. Actually, I read a story. Actually, I watched a documentary about it one night. About rich people and what they eat. Like, very rich people who have money to burn, right? And they buy golden flakes. This, like, thing of golden flakes. And they eat a spoonful of it before they, you know, go to the jacks, like. And seemingly their poo comes out gold-plated. Like, with gold sprinkles in it. You think I'm lying, don't you? And then they had these two kids, spoiled little brats, who are, you know, and it had, the name of the documentary was The World's Richest Kids. And they were eating a dessert out of a glass that was the most expensive dessert in the world, with some sort of Belgian chocolate, which is only, is handmade by, I don't know, some master of chocolate maker. Anyway, 20 grand for one glass of the dessert. And it had that gold flaky sprinkly stuff on the top as well, which is made of solid 18 karat gold. Incredible. People are at home now. But you can't eat metals now. Of course you can eat metals. You can't even. It's your body. Well, no, I don't suggest you start going out and eating nuts and bolts around like that. But your body already has iron and zinc in it. Our bodies do have, our blood has metal in it. Anyway, interesting piece coming up in the paper there. Now, I don't know the full story, so don't quote me, okay? But I've just seen the headline. I glanced at it, it's popped up my phone. In Britain, they're bringing in legislation whereby they can take people's houses to use for accommodation. Now, I don't know whether that means council housing or private housing. I doubt it. But there is a thing in our constitution, and I hope it never ever happens, but there is a thing, something in our constitution, and somebody was talking to me about this before, that similar to many other countries, that if the government sees fit, you know, they can take your home for the common good. Now that would have to be in extenuating circumstances, and I'm assuming that's like a compulsory purchase orders or whatever that is. That's what it comes down to, compulsory purchase orders. But it's just interesting, if that kind of stuff ever happens, then we're living in a real kind of socialist society. Good news, by the way, J.K. Rowling will not be arrested. Now, we've mentioned on the show once or twice over the last couple of weeks the whole story, if you've been following it, but J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, of course, has been having a pop at India Willoughby, who is a transgender woman, born biologically man. And basically, with the new hate speech laws coming in Scotland, where J.K. Rowling lives, you know, she has an issue with, obviously, you know, biological males entering women's sports, etc., etc. And she doesn't recognise transgender women. She speaks to them as men. And that's her, I believe, that's her entitlement to do so, if that's the way she feels. You know, she's quite entitled to not want to refer to them as women, because as far as she's concerned, they're still men who just want to be women. Anyway, going on in India Willoughby, constantly referring to India as a man. India Willoughby went to the police and said, "This is a hate crime. You're misgendering me. It's a hate..." I remember that video that was circulating there were 2 years ago. "It's ma'am, not sir, it's ma'am." Anyway, that kind of thing. India Willoughby having a full-on meltdown. Anyway, police have decided, even with the new legislation, because they were threatening that J.K. Rowling could have been the first person arrested under the Scottish legislation, which came into force yesterday for hate crimes, that she will not, J.K. Rowling will not be prosecuted. Now, here's the thing. That's because J.K. Rowling is a multi-billionaire and would take it to every court in the land and became essentially an accidental campaigner against the transgender movement. But if that had been you or I, there's a possibility we would be prosecuted. And that's been said. So now J.K. Rowling has said that if anybody else is prosecuted for misgendering, or any other woman is prosecuted for misgendering, that she will repeat the words they said, so they'll have to arrest her too. So she's become an accidental campaigner, which is a good thing, by the way. It's good to see people standing up for rights. But what this is a good thing for, what's good about this is, it's a win for free speech. If you don't accept that a man can become a woman, you should be quite entitled to say that. There should be no law to stop you from saying that. Yes, that may be hurtful to somebody who believes they're a woman or identifies as a woman, if they're born biologically male. But unfortunately, we can't make offence illegal. We just can't. And we're heading down that route in Ireland with our hate speech laws. According to the minister, they're going to be amended. Let's see what happens. But it'll be very interesting to see what amendments are made to it, because currently the problem with the hate speech legislation that everybody is pointing at is it has no definition, whereby it's up to the courts. And the Green Party recently said this on television, that it would be up to a jury to decide. And I don't want anybody in this country to be prosecuted for a crime, a hate crime of just misgendering somebody. I'm waiting for a jury to decide if that's the right thing to do. That would be horrific, and that would be awful, and that would create a chilling effect and all sorts of debate where we would be afraid to say anything in society for fear of offending somebody. We cannot make the right to be offended illegal. We just can't. Because that's essentially what you're doing. You're saying, because at the moment you have no right, or well, I say, you have no right not to be offended, and you have no right to be offended. It doesn't make any difference. If you're offended, you're offended. That's just your thing. Like if I say something now about a particular community and you're offended by it, that's slightly different because it's on radio. But even then, that's your offence. That's you taking offence. I'm not giving it. You're taking it. And sometimes to get to the truth, you have to risk offending people every now and again. Otherwise, we would never debate anything in society for fear of offending or upsetting somebody. So we could never make that illegal in any shape or form. If we did, that would be the end of conversation, the end of debate, and it would be the end of society as far as I'm concerned. Because I think the one thing that we have, which is an inalienable right, is the right to free speech. We have the right to freely express ourselves. We could never get on in society if we don't. How can we ever have arguments or debates or robust debates like this show, for example, if we didn't have a right to free speech? Anyway, thankfully, the case was won, which is a win, by the way, for those who advocate free speech. But it's not a win completely because the law still stands in Scotland. And until Scotland bin the bill, like everywhere else who's trying to bring in this similar types of bills, unfortunately, we're stuck with it. So we have to stand up for your right to free speech. I'm not suggesting for a minute, by the way, you intentionally go out and harass people, and there's already a law against that, or you intentionally go out and incite hatred against people, or you intentionally go out and incite violence against anybody, because that is also illegal already in Ireland since 1989 with the Incitement to Violence Act. So anyway, moving on swiftly. On a slightly lighter note, now I don't know if it's lighter or not, but I suppose it kind of is. In October 2022, the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, remember her, brought forward plans to extend nightclub opening hours. Now, the former leader of Fine Gael, Leo Varadkar, had previously said that the plans could possibly be implemented by this year and before the summer. But since Simon Harris has been appointed a new leader of the party, pressure is now being put on him to abandon the plan. Now, the new legislation would allow nightclubs to stay open until 6 o'clock in the morning, and the pubs could stay open until 12:30 a.m. every night. Currently, at the moment, pubs are 11:30 unless they get a bar extension. Many Fine Gael TDs are opposed to the idea and believe that all-night drinking is not something that we want to promote. Now, many organisations, including the Road Safety Authority, have also expressed concern about the proposed legislation and believe we don't have the resources to support people being in nightclubs until the early hours of the morning. The legislation probably won't be brought in this year, but maybe it could be a good thing. It could stop the crowds of people on the streets when the clubs close at 2:30 and maybe limit some of the antisocial behaviour that comes out, you know, at that particular time. Or maybe it'll make matters worse. I don't know. But what do you think? Now, I know because I was part of the campaign called Bring Back the Night. I think it was many, many years ago when DJs like myself who worked in nightclubs were very pro the idea of opening a bit later. Now, not 6 o'clock in the morning at the time. We were looking for 3:30. But here's the thing. Do you think it's a good idea? Because as I get older and a bit wiser, and I realise how many people are in A&E on a Friday and Saturday night and how many fights start in town, and when we talk about crime figures and how the majority of, you know, petty crime figures and assaults and everything else that happen in a city are usually down to drink or drugs, realistically, do we want people staying out till 6 o'clock in the morning? And would they bother? Would the nightclubs even bother opening till 6? Probably not, because it wouldn't be worth their while, but they might open till 4 or 5. So, do you believe we should have legislation that allows nightclubs and bars to open till 6 o'clock in the morning? What constitutes as a nightclub? Well, it must have a dance floor. And that dance floor must be a certain square footage or percentage of the full floor area of the bar or a nightclub or whatever premises it happens to be. That's what constitutes a nightclub. A bar, on the other hand, doesn't have a large dance floor. So, there's how you define a bar or a nightclub. So, do you believe nightclubs should be allowed to open till 6 in the morning? After all, look at the nightclub industry at the moment. The nighttime industry is down dramatically, particularly since COVID. Let me first of all go to Dave, if I can. Dave, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Dave, you know, would it be beneficial at all to allow nightclubs to stay open till 6 in the morning?
Well, I mean, to be fair, how many nightclubs are actually going to stay open till 6 o'clock in the morning? Would it be worth it to pay your staff
Well, there might be a bit, of a novelty factor for a while, wouldn't there?
Yeah, it would be like the first time ever they even go out drinking on Good Friday. Pubs were fucking slammed, and then the next year nobody gave a shit. You know, so
yeah, we're used to it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's like you go to a Good Friday, act on the arse. You know,
yeah.
Look, I can see the benefits. I mean, first of all, you don't have that rush of people all out at the same time. So maybe there'd be less fight. People wouldn't be standing around waiting for taxis as long because, you know, not all the taxis are going at the same time. It's just giving them the option. I mean, nightlife in this country is dying anyway. Like, I mean, at the very least, given pubs or because, like, where are their nightclubs now? All the nightclubs are nearly gone, you know, so... The idea of letting the pubs stay open a bit longer, I don't think that's really a bad idea. Do you know?
I mean, are you a nighttime person? I know it's difficult in your current circumstances, and I understand that. But generally speaking, would you have been a nighttime nightclub bar person?
I was up until a certain point, but like I was in a nightclub there, what was this? I don't know, maybe 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. And I went into a nightclub, and I was probably the 33 at the time. I remember looking around going, I feel too fucking old to be in there.
I was in a nightclub going back a few years ago. It was one of the classic kids parties, and I said exactly the same thing. And I, you know what I did? I did that thing that old people do. I went, "Why is the music so loud?"
I was just going to say, I was out in the smoke. See, I'm a smoking area, hon. You know what I mean? That's where you normally find me, like, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I was out in the smoking area, and I was saying to a few of the boys, I was like, "Here, lads, you want to find it?" Because like my buzz now will be like my local pub when there's a bit of music playing, or like a bar with a band where you can actually have a conversation where you're not screaming over each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's my scene now. No, but at the same time, I don't mind going out rocking my socks off and...
Yeah, look, I worked in the nightclub industry for years, so I became the best lip reader in the world, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, you know, there's a place in Limerick called Dolan's. It's absolutely fantastic. I go to gigs there whenever I get a chance. And like, for places like that to be able to stay open so they can actually get a bit more out of the nightlife, I don't really think there's that wrong with that. Like, I've spoken to 18-year-old kids of, like, friends of mine or people I know, and I'm like, what do you do? And they're like, we just go to the local pub. I was like, sure, we'll go to a nightclub. And they're like, the closest nightclub to us is, like, Limerick, if you're lucky, and it's, like, €90 to get a taxi. So maybe later opening hours might entice some places to open their doors again. I don't think so. I think the era of the nightclub, unfortunately, unless you're living in a city, is just gone.
Yeah, I think we had 57 nightclubs in Dublin at one stage, and I think now there's only four.
Man, I live in the arse crack of Tipperary, and one of the best nightclubs I have is like 4 miles out the road.
Yeah,
and it's some of the best nights I ever had. But I'd saying that again, things just went downhill because you don't have much in the way of taxis, so nobody drink drives anymore, thank God. No, that's a good thing. I'm not saying that like it's negative, but I can't really see. And you know what? There's another thing that annoys the piss out of me about this kind of stuff, right? You've all these fucking arsehole politicians and stuff jumping on going, oh, well, you know, people's health and drinking and blah, 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 blah. How much of the money from the extra price they put on alcohol has been ring-fenced for educational programs for a school or better services for A&E or overtime for guards to be out when all this stuff is going on.
Road safety education is a big thing as well, you know. I mean,
yeah. Look,
we've seen a record number, well, I say record, in the last decade, certainly anyway, the record number of people die this year so far, and it probably is going to be a record number by the end of the year. Mind you, that's down to the fact as well, we have more cars on the road and the population is increasing too. But Dave, stay there just a second. Rob, hi, how are you?
Evening,
good idea.
It depends. So you want to be, you only have a big population, yeah? For it to be a good idea. I don't think small towns and all that kind of stuff now certainly won't
be good
happen.
For tourism. I mean, look, you go to Spain or Portugal or whatever it happens to be, or the Canaries, you can stay out till 5-4 in the morning if you want to. You know what I mean?
That's true, actually. Yeah, you can. Why not? Yeah. But then I don't think there's a real late night culture here.
There used to be.
Yes, there did. They did. And I'd say you know a lot of these dance places yourself.
I did. I worked in most of them.
You worked many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked for 18 years in Club M in Dublin as a DJ. I worked in Tamango. I worked in Faces. I worked in Coco's. Yeah, the Gangos. Or Joe's, as we used to call it. Joe Mangos. I worked in Faces and Coco's and Howl of the Moon and where else? Oh, I've worked in every nightclub in
Chivago's,
Dublin.
Chivago's, wasn't it?
Oh, that's, you're going right back now. That was one of the first, that was in Nassau Street. That was one of the first nightclubs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Ace of Clubs and a few others. That was back in the early 1980s, late 1970s.
Oh, was it? Mm. Very good. Very good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's one issue though, no, that you're talking about there. And it's an important thing is transport home for people.
Mm. Are the taxi drivers going to stay out working until 5 in the morning? Or 6
in the
morning?
They're not staying out at the moment anyway, that's for sure.
Right, okay.
But there's a serious lack of them. I mean, if you're extremely lucky and you're coming out of a pub like I was there, not the weekend, not Easter weekend, the weekend before last, I'm coming out of a pub at 2:30 in the morning. And you pretty much have to walk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was the way it used to be, by the way, back in the kind of 80s and early 90s.
So it's nothing changed.
Before deregulation, when there wasn't as many taxis, you'd see queues down Dame Street, like half a mile long.
Mm. You know? I see them, yeah.
Yeah, but the idea is that this will alleviate that problem, because if the nightclubs didn't all close at the same time, which they do currently at the moment, which is 2:30, apart from Copperface Jacks would seem to open whatever time they want, but if they didn't all close at 2:30, well then, you know, people wouldn't all be coming out at the same time and getting a taxi at the same time. I suppose that's the argument, isn't it?
That is the argument, isn't it? So, to see, we'd love to see that in practical, you know, in actual practice.
Yeah. Do you think people would drink more if they had more time to drink in? Do you think they'll drink more?
I don't know, no. I mean, how much can you drink? How much can a person drink?
Oh, we're Irish.
Up?
You know?
Huh?
We're Irish.
I know we're Irish. I know that one. I mean, that the younger crowd there now would be getting tanked up before they went out.
Mm. And drugged up.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, yeah. They go hand in hand nowadays.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Huh?
It's sad, isn't it?
I don't know, Noel. I don't know. There's a lot to be said for legalising and stuff like that.
Then do you partake yourself, Rob?
I have done, yeah. I do, yeah.
Okay.
An awful thing to say.
No. Look, I'm not judging. But do you not worry, like, that you would become addicted to something or a substance, no?
No, not at my stage, no.
Okay. I don't know how much it costs or anything. From what I believe, for young people, it's cheaper than drinking. I don't know. So
I wonder if, when I hear them stories, I don't, and it's on every corner.
Yeah, but I hear that too. I've never seen it. Well, I've seen it in some corners.
I've never seen it.
But, yeah. But getting back to the idea of staying open until 6 in the morning, I don't know. Dave is probably right. How many clubs are actually going to stay open until 6 in the morning? Probably very few. It wouldn't be worth paying their staff to that hour of the night for 10 stragglers that might be hanging around. Yeah, but they might stay open until 3 or 3:30 or 4, depending on the club and how busy they are.
Yeah. Mm. It'll certainly be grand in the summer and what have you.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about the winter time now.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, we did years ago with licensing laws, didn't we? Am I imagining something? Did we used to have winter hours and summer hours in licensing?
Sorry.
I don't know. Dave, you might remember, not that you're older than me. But did we have winter and summer hours at one stage in licensing laws? Was there winter and summer? Am I imagining that?
I don't know if there was winter, but I do remember being in places, like getting fucked out of places earlier during the winter time. I don't think it was a licensing thing. I think it was probably some place where, like, look, it's winter, we're not going to make too much money. Go on, out you go.
I think there was, actually.
Yeah.
There was something, though, you're right.
Maybe I'm just imagining it, but I do vaguely remember something about winter and summer being different hours for the nightclubs and bars. Anyway, okay, but let me just try Margaret here as well. She's of a younger generation. Margaret, hi, how are you?
Oh, thanks very much, Niall.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And take it. I'd take it in a bundle.
Yeah. Margaret, what was the latest you've ever stayed out in a nightclub?
Oh, in a nightclub now, let me think, 5:30.
5:30? Lovely. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah, great stuff. What nightclub was that, Margaret? Coppers.
Dude, it wasn't Copper. I was never stood in the place.
Didn't
I?
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to either. Sloopy's.
Sloopy. Ah, see, now we're going right back, Rob. There you go. That's back to Chivago days. That's back to Chivago days. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I was in Chivago's as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was in Seeker's nightclub.
Dunleary, yeah.
Yeah, and the top hat.
That was also Dunleary, yeah.
Yeah, and when I take it out.
Which became a roller disco in the 80s, didn't it, the top hat?
Mangoes.
Where the gang goes, yeah.
Yeah, and another one now, let me think.
What year did you go to Tamango's? What year was that?
In the 80s.
Well, I was working there in 1986.
Yeah. Well, I think that would have been.
Yeah, and Rumours. Yeah. Okay, so Margaret.
And Great Nights.
Yeah, so in those days, Rumours and Tamango and all those places that I worked in, 2 o'clock was the closing time. Then they kind of went to half two around the kind of mid-80s, towards the end of the 80s, they went to half two. They pushed their luck. Because legally speaking, they were meant to close at two. But the guards didn't mind. They gave them a half an hour's grace or closing up time.
Yeah.
So they all pushed that to half two. So do you think we need to go any later than that?
No. Too late. And if you're working in an A&E department now, and this is another thing, most people at the weekend are all young people being brought in because they've fallen because they're mouldy, rotten, drunk.
Yep.
And they have a scrape on their knee or they
bump their head. Arm or knock the tooth out or something.
And as far as I'm concerned, I would say to them people out there, if they're listening to this show tonight, get a grip. And if I was the minister, I would charge each and every one of you for
The visit to the A&E,
and the visit to the A&E, and I would say round it off to €1,000. And I'm telling you one thing, they won't be doing that again.
No messing with Margaret, Rob, huh?
Margaret,
tough love. Yeah. That's what you call that.
Yeah.
Tough love.
Minister for Justice, Margaret.
I love a good disco. If somebody said to me, I'll pick you up at 11 o'clock tonight and we're going to a disco, I'd be ready.
Would you?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah. I love a good disco. I absolutely love it.
I don't know whether you'd appreciate the music these days, Margaret.
Oh, well, now, I love the 80s music, personally, myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I love the 80s, and I love some of their... I love One Direction now, and I love Wet, Wet, Wet.
Oh, right.
And I love ABBA. Yeah.
Right.
And the Bay City
Very
Rollers.
Non-offensive music, isn't it? Yeah, Bay City Rollers. You know the drummer is a paedophile. Yeah. Anyway, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Oh, Niall.
He did. He went to jail. He went to jail many years ago.
Yeah, but it still doesn't matter, Niall.
No, you're right. By the way, that was always a question I asked.
Time is their own business.
Here's a question I always ask. I'm just going to throw this in quickly now. It's nothing to do with the nightclubs, right? But I'll ask all three, right? Dave, should radio stations still play Gary Glitter?
So long as the royalties... Do you know what? If they set up something where the royalties go to, like, charities or victims groups or something like that, maybe. You know. I'm wearing the headphones right now, and that is really creepy.
Okay. Rob, should Gary Glitter say rock and roll? What a great piece of music, which was used in the movie The Joker only recently. Should radio stations still play Gary Glitter?
Gary Glitter and the Glitter Band.
Yeah, should we separate the music from the artist? You know what I mean? Biggest pedo in history.
You're talking
scumbag.
You're talking about free speech and stuff like that, about J.K. Rowling, etc. and stuff like that. I mean...
Yeah, but Glitter's on a whole new level. Like, he's the biggest pedo in history. You know what I mean? He's a scumbag. Like.
Yeah, sure enough.
He's back in jail anyway, and he's not getting out.
He won't be getting out.
But should we, we're classic hits, we play classic hits. Should we play, you know, Do You Want to Be in My Gang? Maybe that's not appropriate. Should we play Rock and Roll, for example, which is a great piece of music?
Do You Want to Be in My Gang, eh?
Ah, poor Margaret nearly fell off her chair there.
Oh, my. Well,
what about Rock and Roll, Rob? It's a great piece of music.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hang on, the three of you. Let me get back to nightclubs. Dara, hi.
How you doing,
Dara? Sorry about that. We just ventured off into talking about Gary Glitter there. But back to the nightclubs. Do you believe the nightclubs should be allowed open until 6 a.m?
I'd say before 3 o'clock because, like, the people have to get the nightlink home.
They have to get the nightlink home.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, you know, that there would be a service available, like. Dara, it wouldn't be just a case of let's open the nightclubs at 6 o'clock in the morning and not providing, you know, the service. And as far as I know, there are 24-hour buses now, aren't there? Vomit Comets, as they used to call them.
Well, nightlings run from 1, 2 and 3. Some do. Every half an hour after midnight.
Yeah, well, no, but if they, I'm assuming if the reason it's three is because the nightclubs close at 2:30. So I'm assuming if they leave the nightclubs open till 6, well, then they'll have to extend those hours.
Well, I'd say about before 3 o'clock, because people would have to get night links if they're going out of
state. You've a whole hang up about the night link here. As I mentioned to you, if we did extend the hours, they would have to extend the hours of the night link to match it.
Yeah.
So let's not get hung up on the night link. Yeah.
No, yeah. I wouldn't agree with that.
I've never been on the night link, but I can only imagine what it's like. I'd say it's like a mobile fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on the night link, Tara? Have you?
Yeah.
And what's it like? People vomiting and fighting?
You just see them like drunk.
Yeah.
Falling over their seats and everything like that. And it's like gone down to 4 years. It used to be 5 years, just gone down to 4 years on night link.
Right, okay. And what time, what was the latest you've been out, Dara, at a nightclub?
About 2 o'clock, 2:30.
Yeah, okay. And is that late enough, do you think?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so you couldn't imagine yourself staying out till 6 in the morning?
No, you'd be tired, very tired.
Oh, you would be, of course, yeah. Yep, you'd be extreme. I'm assuming, Dara, you know, you might have a bit of a lie-in the next day, or you might have a bit of a build-up to it, you know, where you'd have a snooze that afternoon before you go out. Yeah. I've often worked as a DJ till all hours of the morning in clubs that weren't kind of legitimate, so to speak.
Yeah, I've been to Copperface Jacks and Dice's.
Yeah.
A few friends.
Yeah, but the Coppers would stay open till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, and then you can pay a fortune getting a taxi home if you live in South Dublin.
Of course, if the night link is not there. Yeah.
You could pay like 60 euro or something.
Yeah. Well, that's I suppose life, Tara, isn't it? Somebody has to make money out of you. You know? Anyway, you don't agree with it, Tara. No, you think it's a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea, yeah, because it's because the first person would leave Dublin about 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Margaret, what other nightclubs have you been to, by the way? In your heyday?
In the heat, I'm trying to dig that place out.
Rob has been to them all. Bray. He went.
What's the name of the place towards Bray?
Out towards Bray.
Yeah.
Oh,
used to be bands out there playing.
Oh. I know the one that. It's going to come to me in a second.
Jesus Christ! What's the name of it?
I know. Don't Bagatelle mention it in one of their songs?
They do.
I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
Oh God! Anyway,
yeah,
you used to go out there as well, and
you seem to like that area, Dunleary and Bray, don't you?
Well, you see, I worked in the Century Media Clinic.
Oh right, so it was close to work, right? Okay, so Rob, what are you saying, Rob?
No, so there was one out that way, out towards Dunleary. I remember a Parks Hotel.
Oh, Parks, yeah.
Do you remember that was out on Stradon?
So the funniest thing was they changed the name of that nightclub, God knows how many times. It was called Flamingos at one stage. And then it was the South Park Hotel. Then it became Parks Hotel. Then they called it Studio Circus, which was the oddest name for a nightclub ever.
I hear.
And Annabelle's, where was it? Oh, the word Annabelle's is coming into my head. Where was Annabelle's? That was in around there too somewhere. Anyway,
and there's another one there for the old folk use. Well, I say the older people used to go at the time. I don't know if it's still going or not. Saks Hotel.
I think it's gone. I think the nightclub is certainly gone. Saks is where you went and you took off your engagement ring or your wedding ring.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
It was like we used to call it the Grab a Granny night.
Grab a Granny. And get your chicken chips.
Yeah. That was another thing, by the way, in Rumours on a Tuesday night, which was called the Feast of St. Michael.
The first Tuesday
of the month, which was the Feast of St. Michael, we used to call it. But of course, you know, there was at that time, because it was single mothers got their payment on the first Tuesday of each month. So lads thought this was a great night. So the clubs used to do women free, which was made illegal afterwards, by the way. You're not allowed to say ladies free anymore because that's discrimination under the Equality Act. So they had ladies free on a Tuesday night. It was Mickey Money Night or the Feast of St. Michael. And used to find lads' wedding rings on the floor because lads would take off the wedding rings, go to put it in their pocket, but they'd be pissed. And the lounge boys used to find wedding rings all over the floor.
All right.
Yeah. Scumbags. Hi, Jason, hi.
You must have seen some stuff.
Oh, let me tell you about it. Jason, how are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Jason.
Good stuff.
Nightclub, 6 o'clock in the morning, or is 2:30 late enough?
I, to be honest with you, I am a taxi driver in Bray in South Dublin, Oil, and the Martello here in Bray is where I mainly operate. They close at between 2:30, 3:00. Now, that's late enough in my eyes for Bray, but for Dublin city itself, I reckon the shortage, what people think is shortage of taxis, basically, I reckon if everyone didn't leave at the one time, people would realise there is ample taxis there for everyone, if you know what I mean. So for the likes of the city centre, I agree with the pubs, the nightclubs staying open later. In Bray specifically, there's no need for it. There's loads of us to work in Bray here, and I work until like 4 a.m. on Friday night and Saturday night. And like by the time I decide to go home, the streets are absolutely empty. So
there's a lot of taxi drivers don't like doing the night work anyway as well.
No, well, Niall, I'll be honest with you. Like the public, I know have a very some members of the public have a very bad opinion of taxi drivers. It's not an easy job, but if people just behaved themselves when they got into taxis, taxi drivers wouldn't be turned off working late nights.
Yeah, but the problem is when you stop for someone,
people don't appreciate the fact you stop for them, and they just absolutely act the bollocks in the car, and they turn drivers off wanting to stay out late. You know what I mean? So it kind of swings them roundabouts now.
Yeah, and then they're vomiting and having sex and all sorts of things in the back of the car.
Exactly.
And peeing in the back of the taxi as well, which is probably not a good thing.
It's horrific. Some people that are looking for taxis late at night, like, it's like the night of the living dead. Like it's horrific. Like, you know.
And have you had many soilage problems over the years with people in the back?
I'll be honest with you, Niall. I'm a taxi driver 8.5 years, and it's only ever happened to me once.
Right.
Now that's just because I am very picky with who I stop for late at night. If I don't like the look of someone, or like they're very intoxicated, of course I don't stop for them, because you're just asking for trouble.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You have to look after yourself as well, because like we're in a vulnerable position here.
Of course, yeah. And the one time that it did happen, what happened? They just puked up.
No, well, your man, your man's wife, but the lad was sound. He like kind of started giving out to her. I didn't even have to say nothing. And she was in the middle of getting out of the car to vomit. She had told me she didn't feel well. So it was as she was getting out, she just started to vomit. Now, she only got it on the sill of the car and kind of on the door.
Right.
Yeah. So your man was sound though. Your man asked me, are they any cleaning gear, what you're doing to boo? So he cleaned it all up for me, like spotless. You know what I mean? Fair play to him. I gave him gloves and everything. So like I didn't even charge him the soilage. I just charged him
The soilage charge now? 150, is it?
It's 140 euro, but it's down to the driver's discretion. If it's only a minor spillage, like the driver could maybe just ask for 20 quid. Like some drivers might kind of take the piss with it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But like we do have, by law, we have the right to ask for 140 euro, but that's only if it's going to put you off the road for the rest of the night.
Because yeah, which is fair enough, to be honest with you.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But there are some drivers down there that, like, it could be someone could just bloody spill a little can of Heineken. It could spill it on the mat of the car, but that driver will say, oh, that's a spillage, 140 euro. That's just taking the piss, like.
Yeah, I'm off home for the night now. Give me 140
quid.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I've heard drivers telling me that people peeing in the back of the taxi is a common event. Have you ever had that? No.
I've never had that, thank God.
Okay,
but a few of my work colleagues have. His back seat got destroyed by a woman who urinated without even telling them, and it's only when she got out he noticed the back of the seat was absolutely soaking.
Yeah. Sorry, Margaret, what are you saying to the taxi driver there, Margaret?
Niall, Laurel Park. That was the name of the other place.
Oh, that was the other place you were trying to think of, Laurel Park. All right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I'm sure most people don't. No. No,
no, well, the taxi man should know it.
Yeah, the taxi man probably knows it. Laurel Park, yeah. Do you remember Laurel Park, taxi man?
Oh, well, I'm only 39. Wait, how many years ago was this?
Margaret's only a young one. Would you stop out of that?
No offense.
Ah, there'd be none taken. Jason, and the nighttime industry, because how long are you taxiing, Jason?
I'm taxiing since 2016, so seven and a half, 8 years.
Well, then you really haven't seen the decline, because the decline happened before you started taxiing, really, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
You weren't there for the good old days, where the streets were rammed at 2:30 in the morning all the time.
No. I went into the industry when the good old days were over, sadly.
Yeah, I always remember, by the way, in the good old days, there was very limited amount of taxis because you had regulation at the time. Remember the licensing regulation?
Yeah.
And they brought in the deregulation, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong here, around 2001 or two, was it? Were you?
I think you're right. I think 2002.
I remember I was working on another radio station at the time doing a talk show just like this one, and we ended up having to ban the word deregulation because there's so many taxi drivers ringing up giving out, oh, I'm leading deregulation. Oh, I'm losing money. And sorry, we gotta stop. Yeah, and you think people have a low opinion of taxi drivers? I don't know, Jason, whether they have. I don't know where you got that from. Do you think people have a low opinion of them?
If you go on social media now, on X especially, and Facebook, like, it's just on every Sunday morning, there's always a group full of people who are literally just slating taxi drivers, either saying they couldn't get a taxi, or they got a taxi and the driver was an ignorant little shit, or I was overcharged, or they just, a lot of people just don't seem to have a lot of nice things to say. Now, of course, some people do, Niall.
Yeah.
But, like, just from what I'm seeing on social media, on every Sunday morning especially, people jump on to moan that, like, for example, years ago in Bray especially, long before I was a taxi driver, if I rang to book a taxi and I was told to be about 20 minutes to a half an hour, I'd be delighted. Nowadays, I accept jobs on the apps and I could be 6-7 minutes away from the customer and they'll cancel because I'm not going to be quick enough for them. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? It's just gone to a stage where people expect to get up off their table, walk out the door and the taxi
be there waiting with the door open for them.
and that's why people are going on about a shortage of taxis, because some people might be waiting 15, 20 minutes at peak time on a Saturday night. But, like, you know what I mean? You're not going to get one within 1 minute. You might get lucky. There could be a driver right around the corner from you. But sometimes you're going to be waiting maybe 10 or 15 minutes peak time on the weekend. But, like, in Dublin now, like I said, I work in Bray now, so I'm sure it could be slightly different in Dublin city, so I'm not going to...
Bray is where all the posh people live. They're all the posh people.
Yeah, we're all posh shows here
in Ireland. Let me go to Eddie as well. Eddie, hi, how are you?
All right, Niall, how are you?
Good. And I'm going to come to Andrew straight after that. Andrew, I do apologise for keeping you waiting. Sorry, Eddie, go ahead. What do you think we should open at 6 in the morning?
Not a hope. If I had my way, I'd bleed and close them all down. You wouldn't get me in a nightclub if the drink was free.
Why?
And that was my idea of hell on earth. Since I was 18, you would not. I've never been into a nightclub in Dublin City in my life.
If you said to me,
I'll give you a free taxi in, free drink, and a free taxi home, you still wouldn't get me. Not my music. I don't want to be standing there listening to bum, 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 having to shout to be heard over it. That's my idea of fucking hell.
But there's nightclubs that play. But there's nightclubs that play like golden oldies or whatever.
No.
Whatever.
Weddings and nightclubs. My idea of hell.
Well, now a wedding is my idea of hell. I don't like weddings.
I'm torn up for the afters, and that's it.
Yeah. Sorry, Andrew. What are you saying, Andrew?
Have you ever been to a concert? I mean,
yeah, but the concert is music that I like. Therefore, I know what I'm going to get.
But it's music that other people like at a venue. So, like,
but when I go to a nightclub, I have no interest in dance music. Boom, boom, boom. No, none interest at all.
That
would
fine,
do my head in.
People do. So just
yes,
you
therefore
like
they can go. I'm not going.
He's not going. That's the end of it, Andrew.
I told you before. I'm ready, right? Go, well, like,
I'd say you're a great crack at a night out, Eddie.
I go to my local, watch the horse race, few points, few games of pool. That's me happy out. Being like that since I was 18, and I'll never change for nobody.
Okay, the fact that you're like that doesn't mean everyone's like that, Eddie. So here's the question: should they extend the opening hours till 6 o'clock in the morning?
Niall, my mate works in HR, right? I told you this before. When people come in for an interview, young people, and he tells them there's a bit of weekend work and shift work, they all run out the door. I just cannot see them getting the staff. Never mind opening. You turn around to someone and go, well, you're working till 2. By the time you clean up and you get home, it's probably 3:30, 4. Now you're going to work till 6 and then clean up and get home. It's going to 7, 8.
Same thing.
You're in the airport.
My shift.
I work in the airport. I'm talking about young people. Right? That's your whole Sunday gone. You're in bed all day.
I don't agree with you. I worked in the nightclub industry for years and 90% of the staff are young people. So, and they all didn't mind working until 3:30 in the morning. They just stayed in bed the next day.
I'm flies by. 3:30
in the morning. But now you want to extend it to 6. You say to someone that wants to work till 3:30, now you're going to work till 6. And they're going to throw it to us.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, Andrew. We'll just bring you in there properly now, Andrew. Andrew, do you think it's a good idea to open them late?
I do. So I have never, ever drank alcohol in my entire life. But I work in the nightclub industry. I'm a videographer, so I've filmed all the nightclubs you can imagine. I've been in every one of them. Camden, Tramline, rest in peace, it's gone. All of them. So I understand how the nightlife works. And I've been abroad for the nightlife and, you know, the clubs in Spain and Miami, all around the world. And, you know, I can see the hours they go on to. The nightlife industry is designed to, you know, go on to late hours. People go to clubs and are only getting going nearly at like one or two. And that's how most people I've interviewed in Ireland about it, because I've interviewed people actually about it. And that's their idea, is that the night, you know, is only getting going and then it's ending. In Spain, it's 6 o'clock, the clubs are closing. And, you know, that's the vibe they want.
They have the culture where they go out later. Irish people don't. Irish people go out early and come home
early. They don't have the choice.
You're confusing two things here, Eddie. You're talking about culture. It's not a culture. It's the fact that we didn't have a choice. We grew up in a country where the licensing laws, pardon me, were very strict. So that's why we go out earlier and don't stay out as late, because we're told to.
But what I'm saying to you is, right, Irish people have a drink. They love a drink, right?
They do.
Out early. They still go out as early. They just fucking stay out till fucking God knows what time.
I don't agree with you, because I worked in the nightclub industry for 30 years. So I watched the change and the progression where people stopped going out that bit earlier and started coming out a bit later when we moved to the disco bars and everything. And people will change. They're creatures of habit.
People are finished from work.
Yeah.
People are finished from work and want the longer night. They want to be able to enjoy that and let it go on. So be, you know what I mean? They'll have a lie on the next morning. A good friend of mine, Ian Redmond, he was the one who used to own.
I know Ian well, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I think the nightclubs deserve it, you know what I mean? Look at Give Us The Night and follow, you know, that organisation that's been pushing for this for so long. You know, like, the nightclub industry is in a tough, the whole nightlife industry right now is in a tough space, and they're battling to try, you know, stick through it with, you know, wage increase and beer going up and, you know, all rising costs and electricity and gas. Like, all these bills is insane for a nightclub to keep running. So the longer
how much would you pay into one of these nightclubs?
I wouldn't pay anything. I'm a videographer. I walk into all of them for free.
No, I'm saying on average.
If you were a punter, he's asking. If you're a punter,
how much is a nightclub in town?
Very maximum €20.
Right, so €20 in. The drink is more expensive because you're in a nightclub, and then you're probably going to pay £60 for a taxi home.
Mm-hmm. But you got to understand. When I worked in Club M, for example, back in the heyday, right? They were charging £10 in the door at the time, right, on a Saturday night. But you've got 20 doormen all on decent money an hour. You've got God knows how many bar staff. You've got, you know, cleaners. You've got DJ. You've got maintenance of the lights. You've got insurance. You've got PPI for playing the music. Your licensing fee for playing the music, which is expensive. You got your dance license. It's massive overheads. So that's why they have to charge.
And that's all pushed onto the customer in the price of the entrance fee.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. It's like when you buy a first-class flight, Eddie, on an aeroplane. You're getting better service because you have more space.
I 100% agree with you. But what I'm saying is, the price of going out for young people now is extortionate. I just don't think... I think that day is gone. You would need probably what? £200 in your Skyrocket to go into town and have a few points. If you're going to get a taxi home, then you're probably looking at £60. If you're going to go into a nightclub, probably a score in, that's £80. A boy to eat and then a few drinks. You're
probably,
looking at
it's a night out. Yeah. It's a big night out.
Yeah.
That's mad money. I'm glad I don't drink. I get paid to go on a night out.
So did I. Mad money. I go to be local. I have 8 points and a few games of pool, and it's 65 euros.
I don't think I've ever paid into a nightclub in my life.
No, either, boy.
That was because I worked in the industry and I knew everybody, so I never paid in. You know,
and with the price of living now, that people are struggling with everything, I just don't think they could afford to go out on a regular basis and spend £200 in a weekend.
Niall, can we ask you the question? What do you think?
What do I personally think? See, my opinion has kind of changed over the years. I was part of the campaign going back 20 years ago, which was called Give Us The Night, hashtag Give Us The Night. And I was part of that campaign.
It's still
going. Yeah, it's still going, yeah. I was part of that campaign to open them later. And do I think it's a good idea? I don't know. I'm kind of caught in the middle, Andrew, because I'm thinking to myself, if we have the services there, if you have the taxis, if you have the transport to get people back home again, I think it's probably an okay idea because it'll stagger people coming out at night. They won't all pile out into Dame Street at 2:30 and kick the shite out of each other. At least they'll be coming out at different times out of different clubs, because not every club is going to stay open until 6. Some might do 3, some might do 4, some might do 6, the odd one or two if they can afford the staff to stay at
late. Every club right now is just, it's
2:30. 2:30, boom. Yeah, everybody gets, and everybody kills each other in the middle of the street.
And then taxis can't get them, yeah.
I think it's a good idea to have the freedom. Yes, I think I don't see why they shouldn't. It's a free market.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a free market. Eddie, if I want to open a supermarket till 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm allowed to do it. You know, the only reason we have licensing laws around alcohol is because it's a restricted substance. You know what I mean? So, as a controlled substance. So, but I do believe in relation to alcohol that it is what it is. I mean, at 2:30, at 2 o'clock when the bars close in the nightclubs, which is 2 o'clock, it's a half an hour dancing up time, right? 2 o'clock when the bar closes. And the DJ or wherever it was at the time, we used to announce, last orders at the bar. All of a sudden, lads would be up to the bar and at 2:45, give me 4 pints of Guinness.
Well, that's the same in any local pub.
But we shouldn't have to do that. That means they're going to gorge back 3 pints.
I think the day of people going out and socialising in nightclubs, it is kind of dying. You said there was, 57 nightclubs in Dublin at one stage?
At one stage, yeah.
The price of living now, people have to cut their cloth accordingly. They can't afford a couple of hundred quid going out weekly. I just don't think there'd be enough money in it for nightclubs to stay open.
We do need to do more to try and encourage the nighttime industry, because the nighttime economy is important.
Open the local pubs for another hour. Extend the opening time.
Well, they are. They are going to extend the opening time for pubs till 12:30 from 11:30, which means it gives them an extra hour. Wait, stay there for a second. Let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall, and yourself?
Good. John, I'm sorry I don't have too much time on this, but do you think it's a good idea?
No, is the short answer.
Okay.
I'm out here on tip, and I don't drink. The last time I went to a gig, it was inside in Dolan's, and it was actually Aslan.
Okay.
It was the last one with Christy before he found out he had cancer. But anyway, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can only say that if my boot was filled with bananas for each individual I encountered that I deemed on the line of devolution, if I gave him a banana, by the time I got home, the boot would be empty. So opening the hours until 6 o'clock, I disagree with, because it's just killing brain cells, and the individuals that are out there in the younger generation, they don't have those brain cells to spare, if you ask me. Falling out onto the street, it doesn't matter whether it's in drips or drabs between, let's say, standard closing up until 6. The guards would have to.
What about the freedom? Because let's be clear, most people who go to nightclubs or stay out late are reasonably responsible people. They're not going to start a fight. They're not going to kill each other in the middle of Dame Street. Most people don't do that. The odd yabo does. So is it fair on most people who like to enjoy a night out? Maybe they've worked late till 10 o'clock at night and they want to go out till 4 in the morning with their friends to celebrate something. Is it fair that we tell them, I'm sorry, you have to go home to bed now. It's 2:30. Off you go. Is that fair? Are we like babysitters?
As you said, they're responsible. And when they were out prior to the extended opening hours, they returned home at a respectable hour because of work next morning. Then they're going to continue doing so. They're not going to stay out just because,
Well, I'm assuming, John, if they did bring this in, most clubs wouldn't do it unless it was, say, Friday night into Saturday. Otherwise, it just wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be viable, or Saturday night into Sunday. It wouldn't be viable to do it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because nobody's going to want to stay out.
Would you think it's viable at the moment when individuals are, throwing up a coin as to whether they're going to put diesel into their tank or feed themselves?
Well, no, and but I do think when it comes to celebrations, people find the money from somewhere to have a night out, because people still like to enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand the negativity around this. I really do, and I understand why people would feel negative, and I understand why people might think there's going to be more public order problems, more people in A&E on a Saturday, Friday, Saturday night. But we won't know unless we try. And the problem we have, John, at the moment is the nighttime economy is disastrous. Disastrous.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. It was a great, we had a great nighttime economy in this country at one stage.
I think the only the thing that will benefit from the late opening would be tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And even at that, you know, I think it's something that might need to be put out there on a trial basis.
And a lot of stuff has to go with it, like, you know, Garda Síochána, transport. There's a lot of stuff that you have to add to this. You don't just say suddenly tomorrow night you can all open till 6 a.m. Hey, that's not the way it should work, you know?
No, it's just a matter of analysing. But say, for instance, there was a trial basis for 3 months. Analyse there afterwards.
The crime data, yeah.
Yeah, crime data as to whether it is actually viable. You don't want... but as you say, it's most clubs, they would they'd shut doors if... there was very few insiders.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to open until 6. It was not viable. We'll say that because I've only got 2 minutes. I want to go to Shane quickly before I finish this topic. Shane, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Shane, would it be worth it? Eddie says no. He said he wouldn't go to a nightclub anyway if his life depended on it.
I think it's worth it, yeah, because like one club I go to in particular doesn't open until 10:30 in the evening, so it'd be more hours for the staff as well. So, yeah, why not?
Which club do you go to?
Ryan Nightclub in Portobello.
Oh, okay. All right. And they open at what time do they have to? Most clubs, yeah, don't open until 10:30, or nightclubs don't open until 10:30 or 11:00 anyway. Yeah, they never did.
Well, these open at 10:30 anyways. I don't go now every week. We plan ahead, save up the fuel, Bob, because it ain't cheap either.
No, it ain't.
And
what time do they finish at? 2:30?
2:30, 3:00.
Yeah. And do you think if it stayed open until, say, 4:00? Would you stay there till 4:00?
I'd stay there till 4:00, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, like I said, they don't open till 10:30. There'd be many of the nights now I go down there and I would go in bang on midnight. But the place doesn't be as packed when I go in at midnight now. So come 1:00, then the place is completely packed because most people...
Yeah, they don't leave the pubs. Yeah, I know.
Probably use a different pub, a starting point, you know. And then head to the club, you know.
See, this is the problem. This is the point I made to Eddie earlier on about nightclubs charging so much money. Unlike a pub where people are drinking from 6 or 7 o'clock till 12:30 at night, a nightclub only has 3 or 4 hours to make money. So, you know, and the average spend in a nightclub, from when I worked in the nightclub industry, the average spend was €20 or €20 per person. That's the average spend. Some people won't spend anything. Some people spend £70. But the average spend is £20 a person, which is not an awful lot of money. When you think about it.
Yeah, take quid a pint where I go, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, £8 a pint.
Sure is it?
Jesus.
£8 a
pint. In rain?
Yeah.
In rain, yeah.
£8?
Sure was in. Yeah, I was in England there recently. I was in Wigan and Greater Manchester. I'm only back there yesterday, right? And I was there back in October, and the price of a pint in a certain bar over there was only about £3.40, £3.50, or whatever it was, right? I went back over there during the weekend there. Price of a pint in this particular bar is bang on £5 now.
Oh, it's got up £1.50.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. That's sterling, by the way, is it?
That's sterling, yeah.
Yeah, the price of alcohol has certainly jumped up, and it's to cover costs, but particularly in nightclubs, because they only have a short amount of time to make as much money as possible out of you, and that's just the way they've always operated.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.